Okay, this is rewrite number 39 being recorded on October 26, copyright 2011, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 3:15 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Where are you?
Here.
Okay. Okay, you got to start coming up with some questions, but maybe
we have the privileged position of welcoming to this special rewrite Sasha, Barbara, Sheldon, Sue, Renee, and Steve. We're all present. We're all in. We're not going to lock it, so when you fall out, you can come back in, and we know who's what, when, where, how, why, blah, 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 but just follow it if you can stand it. Bob, they're going to send Renee the backup stuff from where she missed last session. That I said send it to them, so that's what I mean, is send it to her, and so that's what they're going to do. So,
what is that? You mean Sasha's notes? What is this backup?
Whatever was discussed last session, Renee wasn't able to be with us.
Right, but who has a record of that?
Well, they do. Sasha does. Somebody does, and they're going to send it, just so you know. That's what
they're going to do. All right, good.
All right, so begin to begin.
Hey, Sasha, let me just make this statement. I'm probably sort of temporarily burnt out from being on the phone already 7 hours, so I'm going to go and have a little food and be quiet. You guys got to lead the questioning.
Bless him heart.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Sasha. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. The guy's a creep.
Do you want to go from where we left off last week, or do you want to go over these last questions?
He doesn't care, Sasha. You lead it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. Okay. Then
so if you mean Nehemiah 9:6 and Psalms 148:2-5, and if you mean Colossians 1:16-17.
My pen wasn't, I didn't have the lid off my pen. Please, will you repeat that?
Oh, we were asking.
Nehemiah?
We were just asking the question if you were interested in going into Nehemiah 9:6, Psalms 148:2-5. Colossians 1:16-17, and Job 38:4-7, and Zechariah 5:9, Mark 16:5. You mean like that, darling, or do you mean something else?
Well, I would have to get to to those definitions. I was speaking,
okay,
I'm sure
that
relate to
Sue,
the questions
Sue,
I have.
Sue.
Yes, here.
The seven thunders, they're blessings of the covenant. That's Revelation 10:1-4. Do you know at the angstrom level what the environment will become, the actual chemical formula that it will become?
Wow. No, that's a biggie.
All right, everybody get your pencils. We're not doing this 100 times.
Okay.
So if you're ready. Ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, woo! What it's going to become is AO2, open parentheses, SO4, close parentheses, 3, dot NH2O. Okay, now that's the thunders. Now, what that will become in the environment of what your environment or your world or your air. Steve, do not play with us. You get this shit because we're not answering questions about it. You should pay attention. What we're going to have now, the balance of that of where your environment of what your air or your in atmosphere is going to become will continue in a SO4.K M. G4, open parentheses, HE6, NE2, open parentheses, AX, E5, close parentheses.
Did you say 8X?
No. No, no. Open parentheses, XE5, close parentheses.
Can I repeat that? Because I think I got some parentheses screwed up.
All right. If you're repeating it, that's fine.
NASO4.KMG4, open parentheses, HE6, NE2, close parentheses, open parentheses.
No. No, no. Just open another parenthesis. XE5,
okay.
Close parentheses for the whole equation.
Okay.
See, the inert gases you have to encapsulate into an encapsulation. So you have open parentheses, closed. Now, to be grammatically correct, you'd have two closed parentheses. But it's not necessary.
Okay.
It's not necessary for us in this equation because the equation continues, doesn't it?
It does?
Well, of course it does.
Okay.
Thank
you,
First Rodeo. You got that. We're not repeating, so you got it. So we continue from that closed parentheses, RN3, open parentheses, KR6, GE1, open parentheses, TH3, ZR1, TI5, close parentheses, SiDO2.
The silicon is that the silicon dioxide, the SiDO2?
What do you think?
Asking.
Answering.
I don't think. I know.
then you do, and it do. So good. Good. SiDO2 would be sodium dioxide. Yes. Perfect. All right. Now, that's the first part is the thunders. They're a blessing. The balance is what your atmosphere is coming to. Now, what your atmosphere is coming to, if you lay this out. Now, Sue, this may be a little above your pay grade, darling, but that's all right. We're not asking you to vomit that formulation.
Okay,
we
good.
Just want you to know the formulation.
Okay.
Because now what's happened, there's a bit of an urgency going on about there's a moose loose, a boot to hoose, darling, if you haven't noticed it just yet.
Right.
That this has picked up the status space of occurrence. Now, Ion, what the hell are you talking about? Well, we're talking about your atmosphere is changing. It's changing pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know what the change is to be. So when they get on that damn looky box and they start talking about all this crap, we've noticed something weird going on at the atmosphere conditions. Oh, my stars, we haven't identified them all, but there's a bit of Al2SO4, NH2O, NaSO4, KMG4, HE6, NE2, XE5, RN, oh, we don't even know what that is. RN3, KR6, GE1, TH3, ZR1, TI5, SiDO2 seems to be permeating the environ.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want you to be cross with that. We want you to go, hell yeah.
Okay.
Now, they won't get it all. They'll just get snippets, and you'll hear it on your lucky box, everything else we said you have so far, sooner or later, one way or the other. Don't you find it witty that we would use Occupy Wall Street as a way to introduce the new formulation or valuation of pi?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
great.
That's what you did in my session, you cheeky bugger, you.
Well, of course we did. Honey,
that's been
doing
my head
open.
In all week. Oh.
Well, isn't that pi, P-Y?
Yes.
Well, don't we play with it with Ben and Jerry's and P-I-E-I?
Yes.
And don't we know we can give you to the millionth or hundredth millionth of the mark, but the new pi, the OQ, look it up, the OQ pi is 3.1415925, and it stops right there. That's the new OQ pi.
That is so funny.
There are physicists and physics majors all over the world that are ready to blow their brains out because everything that they've given their life's work to know all of a sudden has been obsolete to a point where it is almost gibberish. That the blithering idiots are making more sense than they. and they're the edumacated ones. So it becomes necessary for the potential one percenters who are interested. And if you've made this group, you most certainly are, because as we said earlier, there are many who would have you smote so they could have your place. Just so everybody knows, they are cross that you're here and they are not.
The KMG4, when I Googled it, it says it's a crystal of potassium, magnesium, phosphate.
Yeah.
Is that correct? But this definition's got PO43, so I wasn't sure if it's the same.
Well, darling, we're not going to question your Googler, and we're not going to allow your Googler to question our formula.
Okay.
So, Ian, what will be the effect of the new environment?
The effect will be a new air. What they call air now will not be air then. It'll be this. Including
and how will
the
that
thunder.
Affect the little... Oh, go ahead.
No,
how will that affect...
We're not quite through. You're right. It will shift the first part, which is the AL2SO43NH2O. That is the seven thunders. That's the layers, the blessings of the covenant. That's laid out in Revelation 10, 1 through 4. We like empirical references, but we won't go into them now. But that's so you can find it. Now, the balance of that then becomes the essence, or the primary environmental, secondary, meaning the smaller parts. That's the balance of your formula. Now, we're not going to have any degree of separation questions, darling. So if you'd like to start your question without the how, we'll be happy
All right.
to engage.
Okay. Can you tell us the effect it will have on little men? The new
Let's see if we can do this just right. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. Were it not for bad luck, they would have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. That'll be their position.
Okay, and there will be a benefit for those of us that are sending with the
they won't,
new
you
environment?
Won't, you won't care.
Okay.
Can you go through what the current...
Oh, no, hold on, Sasha. No, we're not being glib. We're just not developing it. But there's more there. There's more to that statement other than we don't care. Yes, there is specific outcomes that the one percenters would notice. Number one, they can breathe. That's pretty novel, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So... because we didn't just jump right into it, doesn't mean we're obfuscating it. We just didn't go into the exact, explicit bill of particulars. Those particulars are available, but it's from a level that you can engage and get. So we're being clear. So if you want to come back to that as it's developed, then yes, there'll be much travail. But see, some would say, there's not much difference in the way folks are bitching now. See, they talk about you've poisoned the atmosphere, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Well, the one percenters aren't noticing, and if this formula kicked in, if you blamed fucking DuPont, we wouldn't care, nor would we notice, would we?
No.
Makes no difference. If you're flourishing from it, bring it on. See, because it...
Hey, Ian, let me just say, this is the seven thunders, the seven blessings. This is ring four we're dealing. Now, this
Very
formula
good.
Would be in any other rings indicating the first couple
yes,
of rings?
Yes, it would. Yes,
okay.
it would.
Yeah.
It would. Well, once, well, since, okay, Bob has a penis, so he wants to engage that now. When you calculate the opening of the lotus within the angel chart, what you'll find is these formula will be rampant in all rings and levels, but not until the lotus petals are opened. That help, Bob?
Yeah, so they begin in ring four. at this point.
Well, they'll be in all then.
Yeah, then. But now, for us, they're in ring four. This formula,
well,
the seven
that's
thunders.
Okay. But now see, Sue don't play it like that. She wants to know the end game. So, Bob, you're correct. Sue, Bob is full of shit. Because in the end game, it will affect all. But until you get there, Bob's right. But then after that, then, Sue, you're right.
The end game or the end game?
No difference, is there?
Okay.
Well, no, develop it. That's a good point. Develop it.
Can I, before we go there, because Sue, do you mind if I just quickly ask a question here?
We stopped you earlier before, Bob, so that's only fair, darling.
As some point of reference, what is the formula
know what?
The current?
They haven't know what. We're done with what.
Okay. As a point of reference, can you describe or define the current formula of the atmosphere?
Hell no. You can Google that shit. You can look that up. It's nitrogen. It's argon. It's oxygen. Blah, 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 blah. We're not going to tell you what's wrong with it. You can look that up.
I know, but are you saying, Ion, that the little man's not going to be able to breathe? You're
right.
They're not.
They're going to wither. That's exactly what we're saying. Come a little closer to your box if you want to have this in recording.
You're saying that they're not even going to be able to inhale the new atmosphere?
When they inhale, it will evaporate their lungs. Yes.
Steve, you learned in the first rewrite, I think Sasha knows this, that the oxygen is going to go away, very diminished in our atmosphere. We don't require oxygen.
That's nice, but that's not why, since we're going to go into that. Why is because the world is going to a negative potential for hydrogen. You're going to have negative pH. When you have negative pH, it changes water. Don't you concur?
Yes.
Okay. So when that shift takes place, what you're going to do is you're going to cease breathing oxygen. Because right now you're trying to populate the world, all 7 fucking billion of you are trying to populate the world with carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Remember, you breathe in oxygen, so you think, and you breathe out carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't it interesting that you're filling the whole world with your exhalations for the new environment?
Yeah, it's a metamorphosis, it's a transfer.
Well, we would say a correction.
Mm.
See, we don't see it. It is metamorphic, and it is a transfer, but we see it as a correction. No more little man. Steve.
Yeah.
Get your Kodak. No more little man.
Well, how soon do you think this might occur? Because it seems like it's been a very long time coming.
We don't do hows. You shouldn't either.
Yeah, but that could be an eternity. It could be a flash of like 1,000 years.
And?
Well, it seems like it's just right around the corner.
And you'll be here. If it's 1,000,000 years from now, you'll be here still, Stu, so it affects you anyway.
Yes, Stewie. You're the new Stewie. You're not even Legend anymore. Now you're Stewie on Family Guy. Come on, Stewie. Impress us.
Does this have anything to do with the reference, Ion, that you mentioned today about black, the sky is black as sashcloth or ash?
Sashcloth. That's Sasha cloth, yeah. Black as ash cloth. Sackcloth and
ash
ashes.
Ashcloth, that's it.
Yeah, sackcloth
that would
and ashes.
That be the color of my walls, Barbara, not
yeah,
not
we
the
know.
Color of my
that's
sky.
Right. And all those damn wires you have everywhere, yes. Mm-hmm. But sackcloth and ashes, yes. That's exactly that reference. It is, indeed.
Well, that's like it's coming soon.
Some morning, night, or noon, many will meet their doom on that day. It's not about that, darling. Don't.
Okay.
Don't fret with that. You just get your ass ready. And if your damn ass is ready, you don't care when it is, do you?
Right.
Hey, Ion, it says on this post that there's no such thing as NASO4.
Good. Well, Now that means you, that's your Googler telling you you're on the right path, then, isn't it? Good.
Yep.
But you're laying this formulation out as individual corpuscular. We can't even say it. We don't know why you want to engage it. That it becomes individual aspects of the formulation. Put the whole damn formula in and see what it says, darling.
Okay.
Because there's not one of those elements that does not already exist, and yet you're saying that they do not. Well, don't take it up with us. Take it up with those essences of the periodic table. Convince them, and then convincing us certainly should be a piece of cake, don't you think?
Unless you have something to do with it, I won't be surprised if it doesn't show up.
Well, matters not. But it won't be many moons till it is, and you just got...
I know.
I'm going to try now anyway. You made the fucking memo, you see.
I made the fucking memo, yeah.
See, so it's nothing wrong. Do you understand how brilliant you are that you could make a post on the Googler and you could introduce that formulation as the new environment? And then when someone like you fucking Googled it, then your Googler would pick up on it and it would point you to there. Now, how significant is that? And you're just saying, all you're saying is that there's not a one percenter on the planet yet that gave a fuck enough to tell you what was going to be, even though they knew. Imagine that.
Well, I just tippy typed that into Google and it says that there's nothing there, but now it's there because I put it there.
Well, ta-da!
Ta-da!
And that's what you all use to obfuscate your knowingness. It has to be placated into a position. There's your trouble. It has to be placated and obfuscated into a position of something else that somebody else has already done. Well, good. No problem. Go to sleep. It'll find you in the night. You don't have to get carried away with it. Bob, you better get in here. I'm getting wound up.
No, it's good when you're wound up. Carry on. It's good.
Well,
we can handle it.
Okay. Well.
Hey, Ion. When I was in Copenhagen last Friday, October 14th, I went in to show my colleague this beautiful museum, and I found a book on pi, and
yes.
I bought it. I thought it was fantastic, so I bought it. I still haven't completed reading it, but are you going to tell me that everything in that book is now obsolete?
No, we're fixing to tell you to edumacate your colleagues who are qualified, like you, to be here regarding the construct of what they say pi is regarding. Develop it.
And pi is regarding...
Sue, tell them what the damn book was about that you've read so far, darling.
Well, I've read...
It was fascinating, so you should be able to convey it, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm actually only in the first beginning part.
What? Tell that part. If it's fascinating, edumacate us.
Can I run and get the book?
We don't care.
Okay, I'm running to get the book then. Bye. I'll be right back.
Those circles.
Okay.
When you guys are talking about the circles, are you talking about the keys? Can somebody fill me in? Cause...
Okay. No, we're not talking about the keys. What that's all about, darling, this is about sine and cosine. This is about frequency. Remember, F-R-E-A-K-E-N-C-Y, frequency. It's not frequency. It's frequency. You're trying to get your freak on. And if you get your freak on, then frequency becomes... position that you're engaging, okay? Now, we're talking about in circles, when you pull a sine cosine wave, it is, and it sets an amplitude, a period of that from 1 pi, 2 pi, 3 pi, 4 pi, 5 pi, when you pull from an angle in a point of triangle or triangulation, but some call it strangulation, but that's okay. We're just giving you the words because you asked, so we're going to tell you. All right, so the point is you have gotten yourself into a place where the amplitude
I'm listening to this conversation right now, so I can't even explain it, but make it out of there.
Because
the amplitude. Ian, did you want to continue, or we?
No, we're going to wait on Steve.
Steve, get you should not be around other people. I told Steve that I'm not bringing him in anymore after today. He's got to fix his phone and come in on his own. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, don't be around other people. You're interrupting us.
Mute.
Okay. Mute or something. But why are you with other people? Are you conducting this in your office? Are you running a business while on the line here?
Zoom an office party.
It's an isness. Okay, we like isnesses.
So, Steve, why are there other voices there?
He's muted, I think.
He's on mute?
Might be.
Okay, well, he's a borderline case. We're not putting up with this too much. Okay, go ahead. We can go now, Ian? Is Steve back?
Okay. Are you back? Are you back, Steve?
I'm back too, by the way. So this is
See, okay. That's good timing. Okay, first of all, Sue,
yes.
Here's what they said pie is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What they said it is... It's 3.14159265332384623843323829. We're not through. 5 2 8 8 4 1 9 1
Fine. Good.
We're not through because this is... This
no,
is
stop. Time. Stop.
So,
stop with the pie anyway.
The old pie. The rotten pie.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about pie, Sue.
Okay.
Sasha.
Well, they say...
The next time we give pie, you're going to want it all.
I will.
If...
They say pi is the secret code, the mysterious formula that rules art, nature, and science. And
good.
I had another book that was called Here's Looking at Euclid. And
yeah, Euclid. You get that, Bob? That's fun. That's Dobbstown. That's good, Euclid.
Yeah, it's a real good book on numbers and math and all the things that I'm curious about now that I've been involved with you, Ion, and the whole process of the Revelation series. So I'm also very interested in Sheila's approach to art and looking at all the paintings in galleries and the dimensions of faces and man and how everything seems to align in the cosmos with the dimensions of even the human body.
They all connect, darling.
Well, it was so interesting. And the Fibonacci code?
Yeah,
Fibonacci?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Okay. We wouldn't have quite gone there, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm really, really at the beginning and the foundation of numbers and looking at... circles and triangles and squares.
Well, then don't do all that. Just tell them what pi is.
Well, pi seems to be God.
No, shit. Shit. No, God, Lord, suffering cat.
Okay.
All pi is some, oh no, we're not having this. Sasha.
Yes.
Look up pi and tell the brethren what the meaning or the definition of pi is.
I've got it open. So this is for the letter. I'm just looking at. it's the Greek letters, and it's a 16th letter of the Greek alphabet.
Okay.
And then in mathematics, nope, let me just look it up.
Yes, that was where you would have done when we said, hey, Sasha, look it up.
I was looking at the Greek letter bit, not the...
Okay, well, it's all Greek to us. Well, no, it's not Greek to us. It seems to be Greek to you all.
It's a mathematical constant.
It's a mathematical constant, yeah.
It's constant. Well, how can something have no ending and be a constant?
In this book, it says that the number for pi is 1.618033....
No. And we'll continue where we left off. 502-884-1971-693-993-7510 52089 86280 3482532117069 or 79. Well, that's to 100 digits.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
But it continues if you want more.
No,
no problem.
That's
okay.
Thank
but
you.
So what it is a gauge or a constant in the formulation of pi r squared, which means the radius of a circle squared times that number that we gave you, that's old school, mm-hmm. of pi, would give you the period or frequency of a sine cosine wave of an angle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if y'all are all scratching your heads or your butts because you're confused, does everybody know what an empty toilet paper roller looks like?
Yes.
Okay, if you stacked up a toilet paper roller in front of you, mm-hmm. and you took the very center point of that toilet paper roller,
mm-hmm.
and it made an imaginary point or center, giving it an exact radius, you could apply pi r squared and get the volume of that circle and or cylinder. And if you took it to the nth degree and pulled a sine wave, which meant that you pulled a string making a marker, well, we did it originally like this. So if you took a hula hoop, does everybody know what a hula hoop is?
Yeah.
And you took a Marx-a-Lot and you taped it to the hula hoop.
Mm-hmm.
What's Marx-a-Lot?
Took an,
like a marker.
Oh, okay.
Marker, yes. Crayola, magic marker, something. And took a freshly painted white wall and you rolled the hula hoop along the side of that wall, the marker would make a wave. And then it would repeat, and it would roll again, and it would repeat, and it would roll again. If every step of that marker were applied to that wall, that would be the equivalent of what we're talking about as a sine wave. Okay? Now, if you got to the other space and you took it as a minus one and rolled it back down the wall, that would be a cosine wave. And what you'd find is that those wavelengths would interact.
Mm-hmm.
If you rolled it the opposite way, it would not be exactly where it was, especially if you took it to a minus one position off the axis of the toilet paper holder.
Okay.
That would be a flat, linear representation of a sine-cosine wave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, that's based on pi taking it all the way to infinity and beyond. But then that works also good with Buzz Lightyear, doesn't it?
I'm confused a little bit because I remember asking you this in the past rewrite that if pi is...
Well, that's why we're trying to clean it up for you now, darling.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I've got this link. Actually, is anybody on Google Chat, by the way? Because it would be really.
We're not interested in your links. Ask your question, darling. We'll help you from there.
I've got this that really awesome animation that illustrates that.
Oh, that we sent you. Yeah, Bob has that. No, sorry, Bob would never find it in a million years. Ask Carolyn. You're talking about the oscillation of the tube. Well, good.
Yeah, I've got it. So I just thought I could send it out. I can post it on the wiki. Anyway, so
give it to him. Good.
Hey, Sasha, I was just going to go get mine. I know where it is, but yeah, that's the one where it's rolling and it shows everything. Send that to everybody
right now so they can look at it. I will. But I'm just asking if anybody's on Gmail chat. Is it run on Gmail here?
Fuck that. Just use the emails. Nobody's on it. Right. They're not even on their computers, probably.
Easier.
And everybody should be near their computer for this kind of stuff coming in.
Is everybody
near their computer? Renee, Sue?
Yeah, we are nursing.
We're so close to the chip body, you can't imagine, Bob. Yes, we're intimately close.
Hey, no, this is the office party's over, okay? Get sober up.
Well, whatever.
Don't need your snarky attitude.
No, we're just real close to it, more than you know.
Yeah.
We're close.
No, I know it's more than I know, yes.
Yeah.
I do know that. I know what I don't know.
Well,
it's what
know
I don't know.
You don't know.
Renee, what's your email address?
SisterCecilia13@comcast.net.
Okay, got it. I just don't have your name with it.
Okay. So she's doing all that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so the pi is the constant. Can somebody give us a working definition that we like, or do we have to do it a different way?
It's a ratio of any circle's circumference to its diameter.
Very good. That's easy. That's the hula hoop conversation. But what she said was easier, but what we said might make it a visual that make you easier to get the point. Okay. That's about frequency. Frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a frequency. If you have the ability to get your freak on, then frequency is not a problem, meaning that you can actually easily line up with the frequency because you already have your freak on. If you don't, then you'll find those lottery numbers will be a very different frequency than you have.
Okay.
Now, Astor Hicks will tell you to change your frequency to line up with that. And we say, no, 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 no. That'll end in tears.
Mm-hmm.
We'd say you have the ability and capacity to make those numbers line up with your frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hit it every single time without fail or exception if that's your desire.
Mm-hmm.
The essence of creation.
Would you do that by word?
Only by word. The word was God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and God was with the word. Right.
Right.
Okay. Okay, is everybody getting everything packed up, ready to move?
What do you mean?
The box noise.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not muted.
No, you're not.
Are you moving, Bob? We'll help.
Yeah, I just moving heads around. Heads were rolling.
Yeah, we'll help. Okay, so you've got a fascinating book on pi that you're going to engage, Sue.
Yeah.
And now you have a working definition, and now you know it's just a word or equivalency to do a calculation regarding sine and cosine representations of frequency. So we can't say it matters not because it's huge.
Okay.
And you don't have to know these things in order to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I mean, you don't know how that coffee maker on your airplane makes coffee, but it does,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know how it does it, do you?
No, I just push the button.
Well, there you go. And when you push the button, coffee comes out if you put coffee in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, so good. So, same way with pi.
Yeah.
So that's why we say it's easy as pi, because it is.
And pi is a miracle, and it goes on to infinity.
It used to. It used to. But oh. The new pi, what pi is changing to,
mm-hmm.
it, get this. You're going to want this. 3.1415925, and it stops.
Ooh.
It doesn't go on and 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 on. And on.
Okay, so can you define the implications of pi stopping?
Dynamic.
Can you elaborate?
It makes it makes it finite.
It makes it
concludable. It makes a constant. That's correct. It doesn't go on and on and on. And the further you go out, the more accurate your calculations of R squared become.
So just to verify, because this is the first time I wrote it down, 3.1415925.
3.1415925. Yes.
Correct.
Good.
So you just said that it makes a constant and makes the calculations more accurate. So
exact. Does it make them more accurate? It makes them exact.
Makes them
because
exact.
There's no infinity loop that's attached.
Okay. So then
the infinity loop was caused by visual space writing the arc and all that. We're now completing things. That's why the pi gets completed.
No longer is infinite.
Right, it's this illusion of non-physical infinitude, which is a projection of the eye. The other thing is, here's a way to remember it. It's 3.4.
Like infinitude. That's cute, Bob. Infinitude.
Okay, yeah,
it's
like got
an attitude. That's like
it's infinity with an attitude.
Yeah.
So is this something that just shifted on its own?
No.
We wanted
you.
It.
Thank
we wanted
you.
It.
Thank you, you happy God hoggers. Y'all did it.
We did it.
We did it.
Here's a way to remember it.
3.14, 15, 16.
No, listen to this. Come on, Ian. 3.14, 15, 16. Where do I get the 16? 9 and 2 is 11. 5 is 16.
Oh, Lord, suffering cat. Get the gun and shoot us now, Bob.
3.1415925. I can do it just like that. Because I know I'm looking for 16.
925, isn't that the number they stamp inside of silver?
Well, if it's high noble, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We can even give the difference between penny weights and grams. We're good like that, darling.
Yeah.
So the reason that we all changed this to this finite number.
Uh-huh.
Is to make our calculations more exact, so that
just don't mess it up now. That's a good question. So just stop right there. The point of that is to bring you into a place where you can accurately, exactly, pick up, relegate, register, line up, change, coevesce. Frequency. See, it becomes very nebulous for us to say, well, just say your words out of your mouth, and then if the shit shows up at the same time, then you got it right. Then you know the one that wrote the reading right. Well, that's ridiculous. It's right. It's true. It's appropriate. But it's nebulous. You've got to have an exact construct in order to gauge the essence of this frequency that we're trying to tell you to get on. That's why your presence here, is very significant. And Sasha is one of the few that would know how significant this is, because you didn't get there before, did you, darling?
Nope.
There it is. Good. Okay. So you can now line up frequency exactly. Well, if you can line up frequency exactly, getting the damn flight that you want shouldn't be an issue any longer, should it, sweet Sue?
No.
Well, there you go. Getting your details or your bill of particulars for your apps, Renee, isn't hard any longer, is it? You're supposed to say, no, Ion, no.
Oh, I'm demuted. No, Ion.
Good. See, so this may be your first, well, Bob would say absolutely your first empirical how, but we're trying to put it into a notion. Steve and Sheldon, don't think you're off the hook. You need to jump in here. Get to a point where you can start applying this thing that you know. Because you see, if it's half as good as we say it is, it ought to absolutely, incredibly change your fucking miserable lives.
Is that why?
Hallelujah.
Is that what I was experiencing playing blackjack this weekend?
Yes, of course.
I had an idea of something was going on.
Yeah, what were you experiencing, Sheldon? Something good or bad were you experiencing, Sheldon?
Very good. I learned that I only played on tables that I was having fun at.
Good. Okay. And you took money checks home when you did. That's lining up frequency, isn't it?
Right. That's...
See?
Okay.
Good.
So,
I mean, they won't even let they will. They like it when JW goes, but Vegas isn't any fun for him because he wins prolifically when he goes. Well, they welcome him because others join him and they're eight deep trying to play where he plays, and they're losing hand over fist. And he's so happy, he's just raking it in, so much so that money is indeed very vulgar, and he just says, bank it. Ooh, you don't want to be toting around folding money. Ooh.
Okay, so what's
the implementation?
369?
What is
y'all figure it out. We don't care.
Maybe that's fast to jump in. Okay, hold it. I think Barbara wanted to say something.
I want to... I don't want to use the how word, but...
We won't answer.
Okay, well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, appropriate question. For using
is there a way... Good.
Is there a way to use... Can you tell us a way how... No. Is there a way to use this frequency exactly?
Yes. 3.1415925 applied to any frequency of calculating a wavelength of pi in a sine cosine calculation of an angle. Everything has an angle. That's what notes are, allows you to calculate frequency. That's how you do it exactly. But you could never do it exactly before because it was this never to infinity and beyond number, which we've given you up to 100 digits. And that's going to get you real close at 100 decimal points, don't you concur? But still not complete. See, we're not trying to get you good at horseshoes or hand grenades. We're trying to get you exact every single time without fucking exception.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get it right every single time without fail or exception, you won't ask us. You'll know.
Okay, so you were just talking about the fact that words create. I'm trying to form this.
You're good. That's fine, darling. That's fine.
What I'm wondering right now is...
Wondering might be better.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
He's suggesting you should do A. He's saying you should do A.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, because I made a note last time about the difference that wondering is the space in between. No, he
and
said
wondering is what you're doing now.
A is now, and the space in between is O, Ion.
Wait,
no,
I'm fine.
No, we were just trying to kindly get her on point.
Yeah, but she should spell what one she said.
37, the distance between isness and honest is wondering with an O. That's what I have in my notes.
Okay.
What, and then
that's
you
not what you're doing now.
That's not what you're doing now. You're doing the A. Now,
okay,
you're doing
so
the A.
You just said you were just been saying that words are the only things that create.
They are.
And if you can get this down specifically, I'm just trying to figure out the application.
Okay, we just gave it to you. Hi. And in your words, with contained within a frequency, is it effect or affect, Bob? Is it a verb or a noun? We say
right.
Both.
Everybody both. Stop and look at the word making the power. Look at the image that Sasha sent. That shows you the action of the word visually.
Good.
Yeah, well, everybody got their computer? Click on the image that Sasha sent you.
Okay, so you are we talking about the angel chart image? What image?
No, no, she just sent you an email.
No.
Okay.
Are you looking at yours, Sue?
I'm just.
Did everybody get it? I hope I included everyone.
Yeah.
They probably did.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'm opening it.
Did I hear you say beautiful, Sue?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, now this visualization is really important. It's the best image of all the dynamics we're talking about visually.
Okay.
And you see, so everybody say when they got there so we can talk about it at the same time.
So Bob's talking about viscosity.
As you're talking about the frequency of sine, cosine of an angle, didn't I write down of an angel? So are angles angels?
Well, they certainly affect them more than you know, so
okay.
It's not inappropriate to, they're not interchangeable, obviously, but see, what we're saying is that if you get this portion of the program, you won't even require angels' assistance. You'll know, and now you'll know how the damn table is supposed to be set, and you're just directing the angels of exactly how many forks that you need on the table.
So why do you need math for that? That's what I'm not getting.
Well, you're going to see. You're going to see the action.
You don't, but you aren't doing it now, so we have to give you some construct to apply.
You have to know everything. You'll know everything as a useful tool of nothingness. So this image is describing your body. This is what you really look like.
There is no reason to set a proper table with 27 pieces of sterling silver per place setting.
Mm.
But JW wouldn't set a table any other way. Because every one of those accoutrements, appliances, apply to the dinner at hand. It's a completeness. The completeness is what you're interested in. Otherwise, we would only get you good at horseshoes or hand grenades. Those are the games that apply to getting it close. And you don't have to have any math. It's like the playing of the integral playing of triangulation. Once you get good at it, you don't require a piece of papier to calculate wavelength and frequency. You know. Well, once you know, we don't have to have this conversation. But apparently we are having this conversation. So we're giving you constructs that you can embrace if you like. So you won't ever be able to say, how do I get what I want anymore?
Uh-huh.
And if I don't get the how I wanted it, is there a specific reason that the how missed me? Well, we're giving you the precise how you screwed up.
Can we talk about intent to intend and intention?
Bob can. He's good at that. Bob, talk about intend and intention.
He said, I'm good at not working with intention.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't do any of that stuff.
All right. So tell them how you're not doing it.
Oh, let's see. Oh, just a minute.
A moment.
Yeah, just a minute.
Look up intend, Sasha, and get him started while he's goofing around or whatever the hell he's doing.
Well, tell us who's going to win the World Series.
Don't you know?
I'm asking you.
Hey, Steve's back. I want to thank Steve for showing up again. Steve, I expect a little more input from you. Have you been here for the last 20 minutes?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. So what did you just say?
That I triangulate the frequency of the winner of the World Series.
Yeah, no problem.
It's already happened. Well, he might be triangulating a World Series that happened 5,000 years ago.
No, that's not the point. That's not the point. The point of this is so you have the ability and capacity to do that triangulation.
Right, right. So, Steve, are you looking at your computer or are you driving around in your car?
I'm in the car right now.
So you're not near your computer to look at this image?
No.
No. Well, you miss out.
Well, I will. I on the television going to win the World Series.
Oh, come on. Nobody's going to win it. There's no such thing. You know, who wins? Those who actually technically win will get really divorces and crappy cars and have a lot of hell. And the ones who lose will have a relaxing winter. Okay? So who won?
Okay.
Yeah, don't go with the cliches of winning and losing and the content of
cliches. Go with the cliches and figure it out for your fucking self, and you won't have to be pining on someone else's pontificated position.
Yeah.
You figure out how to, if you get what we're saying right here, right now, you can calculate anything, everything. Everything becomes a constant place of knowing, and that's what we're trying to get you to, baby.
No, what I'm saying is knowing is a variable, so the variable changes.
It most certainly is not.
What will be the three variables?
Pardon me?
Oh, never mind.
No. What would be the three variables? Is that directed at Steve, Barb?
Yeah.
Yeah, what would be the three variables of your definition of knowing, Steve?
We would have variables of different elements concerning...
Oh, bullshit. Who's playing is what you're trying to set up. Come on. If you're going to do this, we'll tell you how. You want us to tell you who's going to win the World Series and you don't even fucking know who's playing? Oh, that's going to be rich.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lord, Lord. Bob, you better jump in here. It's going to get nice.
Yeah, let's look at the image
Bob,
here.
You know, Bob. Yeah, I just want to say something really quickly while you were having your little thing there. I was just watching this ad on Merriam-Webster. You know, it's got those little videos about how words come about, and it was one about tweet. And one of the things where it came from is from the word tweeter, which is a small loudspeaker responsive only to the higher acoustic frequencies and reproducing sounds of high pitch.
Okay. So tweeting is a more, it's faster, less letters, and therefore you do have the interactive qualities of speech. So, yeah, the term is appropriate for what people do on tweeting. It's more interactive and speech-like, or what McLuhan called acoustic, than Facebook.
Yeah, and especially they say it's a small loudspeaker as well.
Right.
So, the definition of intention is a determination to act in a certain way. What one intends to do or bring about. And then prayer, the object for which a prayer, mass, or pious act is offered, a process of all manner of healing of incised wounds. So Bob, you were laying out how it is that you don't act on intention.
Yeah, well, I never tried anything. I remember once when I was a kid, they threw me on a basketball court, and it went out, and every time, pretty well almost every time I threw it at the basket, it went in. And then they put me on the team, and then you had to work at it, and my ability became less.
You were having less fun?
No, I couldn't get it in all the time. In other words, when I didn't know anything about it, I scored pretty well every time. But once I had to go into a game context and follow the coach's rules and try to win something, I noticed that it was harder to get it in. That's something I noticed when I was a kid. I never understood why till later, but that's an example. I tend to go for the try something once or something, or don't do it too long because then it just becomes a problem.
Okay, well, I've been thinking about this for a week because since my last session and when this came up, the difference between intention and to intend. And one of the things that has been, I've been getting a little bit crossways with is when you think about an athlete that wants to get a gold medal, they don't sort of sit on the couch and then decide just stand up one day and then go, right, I'm just going to go on the track and run, you know, 500 meter hurdles to get a gold medal in the Olympics.
They have to work at it, and they get into all kinds of problems, and they lose their fun. Like when I get up in the...
They still achieve it. So, but
here's how I... Here's how I understand intention, as far as I go with it. I get up in the day, I think, okay, what would I like to do today? Well, I look at my email. Okay, this person like talking to me. Okay, I'll call them. I feel like talking to them. Did I intend that? I don't know. I just responded to what I wanted to do at the moment. So I once I said, okay, Sasha wants to talk. I have time to talk to her. I'll call her up. So I intended for a mini second to put my attention on you. But I didn't have any pre-terming.
So that's why Colby Lewis would be what you call the Lone Ranger in 7.
In what 7?
Oh, well, they have game 6 is not playing.
Oh, I don't even know the players. So say that sentence again. You're talking about the World Series. So they've had 6 games?
No, it was rained out.
So you said Colby would be in game 7?
No, Colby Lewis would be the Lone Ranger.
Texas Rangers, I know about them. Yeah, that's one of the teams someone told me the other day. So he would be the Lone Ranger in Game 7?
Yes.
Why? What is the reason you're bringing this up?
Because goofball, dumb fuck, peep toad, slingback, do me like a dog, whatever his name is, was pressing it.
and you're saying that
Garcias are very upset about this.
About Kobe. Is it Kobe? Kobe Ryan? About something he will do in this canceled game 6 or in game 7?
Cancel game 6, but they won't do it then. It'll become Harrison's ball game.
Yeah, but what's Kobe? He's the lone guy in game 7.
Yeah.
See. And the Garcias, what team are they? The other team?
Yeah.
They can see that Kobe is going to do something?
Yeah, that's who he'll be pitching against.
Oh, okay.
In game 6 on Thursday.
Yeah, I noticed, I think Ian once said, being a gymnast or just exercising with great purpose actually screws you up. So athletes in the long run are ruining their bodies. I encourages people to, you don't have to exercise every day, just exercise when you feel like it. And it's the feeling and letting the flow happen that keeps you in shape, not the actual, you know, endurance
the
thing
better,
that you do to yourself.
The better question, that's all blah, 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 whatever. Let's get back to
it. Was a human attempt. It was a mere human attempt. By a one percenter.
It was a one percenter's
attempt to be human.
That means you get... So that means you get to sit by Steve next time there's a question for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, see, the point is, Steve, the whole point is that if you get triangulation, you can do that calculation and matriculation instantly on your own.
That's
because
what I'm saying.
Here's
That's what
this.
I agree with that.
What'd you say, Steve?
I don't agree. Why isn't it always consistent?
Why isn't it always consistent? Because everything's changing. That's why you can't put too much repeated ritual to it. Pie changing is one of these changes on a big long range scale.
Bob, do you know how to do triangulation?
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting crossways with, is the implementation / applying and the procedure to do so.
Yeah, well, then
you should listen, and here's what you should do. Just your words are those essences. So if you're really careful with your words, then it will work every single time without fail or exception.
You're really careful with your words.
Yes, be precise with your words. You'll clean up pie.
Mm.
Because the pi is infinite.
That's what you were laying out with Scott Taylor and Mom.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? I missed that.
Scott Taylor. Scott Taylor was on one of the McLuhan on Maui efforts a couple of weeks ago. Might have been number 27. And he talked to McLuhan, and I think the geometry came into it, or trigonometry.
No, they were talking about as specificity with language.
Oh, of speech.
Yeah. Mhm.
Right.
So when you guys were laying out the Hara ion. So the words create the frequency.
No, the words set the frequency.
The words set the frequency.
Are words frequencies? Okay. Words are not frequencies, Ion. See, if they set the frequency, you're separating word from frequency.
Right.
Or is that like saying the mouth breathes and the lung sends the oxygen around? They're two parts of a package.
Right.
As you say, be precise with your words, Ion.
Yeah.
I wrote down be precise with your worlds. Then I had to cross that out, put out words. But
no. Don't ever mark out anything.
So,
go with what you write.
Yeah, that's accurate. What you said.
Be precise with your worlds. That was precise as well.
Well, if you know that words create worlds,
then don't mark it out.
I see. No, I just changed it to words, and then I put worlds beside it.
Right.
So I'm getting a lot of these double words that are coming up.
Welcome
to our world.
Like
Finnegan's Wake. Finnegan's Wake.
Welcome to our world.
Welcome to our world, yeah.
Because there's two of everything, Stu. There's two of everything.
Well, until there's not.
So if words set the frequency, can you describe if words set the frequency, I'm just wondering how that kind of combines in with what you were talking about with the Hara.
Okay. You get on payday and you get gregarious because you listen to what we had to say. And then you subjugated that into another place, and then you ended up in another place, and then you got crossways with a something, and it made a big mess. And you get in, start sending in an in-quick and or full emails to everybody that say, I'm ruined. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your words set a frequency. And that frequency, now, it may not serve you right that hot second, but it can serve you very soon. And then the next thing you know, your entire fucking country is ripped asunder.
He's literally talking about Aikido, and would be part of that whole issue with his constant conversation with Ed, who's not totally synced up with Ion in some way. Is that a factor? I always wonder about the Ed factor that Aikido engaged that created this kind of disconnection.
We're not discussing him. We don't care. Whatever that is, it is. If that affects him, then he's not on the path. So good. Call it a day. It'll be over soon. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Sasha, to apply what we just heard about Aikido. Now listen to this. To apply what we just heard about Aikido, the fate of Canada is in your hands, Sasha.
My hands. Okay.
Or the fall
of
it.
Sue?
And the fall of it. Now here it is.
My hands.
Now every one of you, you heard.
She's not there much.
Yeah.
That's right.
Non sequitur.
45 minutes ago, Ion said, you people may not know how important this situation you're in is. Because you're engaging with the only thing that's affecting everything, Ion, then you become accomplices. And so much of what's going on in the world is caused by you because you're
very
in this group.
Good.
So, Ion, as I fly to Europe... And
so you're not interested? You're not interested in this? See how Aikido, he wasn't even a member of Rewrite, but because he engaged seriously with Tailgate and Cashflow, he brought the earthquake in Japan, which in the long run is not a problem. It was good that the H19...
But it was a deal breaker when it went down, because our response was, by God, this day you'll see what ruin feels like. And it wasn't but a few moons until he was reporting the news.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I now understand ruined. I didn't.
Yeah, because he blamed us for ruining him. This may be just a theory to you. Oh, yeah, that's what he went on a tirade because his parents found out about him being in debt because the credit company came over to his home.
Or a credit card dispute or something. And now becomes a nothing ridiculous something. But it was a big to-do then.
And so he lost Japanese face and his family and all that. And he lashed out at us, emailed a bashing of us. And then shortly after, and he said, I am ruined, and he was very unhappy about us and James. And a few weeks later, the earthquake happened. So that's someone just peripherally involved with Ion. You guys are involved, or this may be just crazy speculation by Ion, but he says this.
Well,
so the fate of Canada is in Sasha's hands.
It
depends.
Try,
Sasha, to the degree you don't get to be a one percenter, that the Canada collapses.
Try it.
No, she laughs. We're trying to get you into where we are here. What room we're in.
Bob, I already get it. I do.
No, you just laughed as if you never heard that idea before. You don't take it seriously that the fate of Canada is up to Sasha.
I was laughing at the fact that you said, to the degree which the fact I wouldn't become a one percenter, and I was laughing at that, not about.
Oh, you're quite confident you'll be a one percenter.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so
what I was asking Ion about before in this rich thing, I was talking about words and the horror, and then Bree brings up.
Can you say what the horror is for Sheldon and everybody? Yeah. I don't know if anybody knows what it is.
Well, stop. She'll mess it up. Horror is the reproductive middle section of your gut. It's the part below your gallbladder and the part above your testes, Sheldon. That's the horror.
Okay.
So,
be clear.
2 centimeters below the belly button is what it says.
No, hell no. See, we told you you'd fuck it up. That is not accurate at all. It is inclusive of everything below the gallbladder and everything, but if you're male, the short hairs of your testicles. That's the horror.
If you're female?
Would be from... below the gallbladder and just above the pineal.
Okay.
It reaches between the rectum and the vagina up to your gallbladder.
The was it called the perineal?
We said it that, yes.
I thought you said the pineal, like pineal.
Not the pineal gland, perineal.
No, perineum. Perineum.
Okay.
The bit that rips when you have a baby.
Well, yeah. Yeah, if you do it right, yeah. So
considered to be so,
yeah,
the power
bringing
source of the body?
No, that's the horror. So, now, Sasha going to educate you from there, we guess.
Okay.
No, I just found it funny that I brought up words and the horror, and then I was just making the connection between harakiri, which is what the Japanese derives.
Oh, they Lord, harakiri, yeah.
Well, I was just saying with the keto, and that is there a connection there between that?
But even that gloom and doom, after we cleaned it up, was a benefit. But in the throes of the soup of things, not knowing if they were going to live one more fucking minute on the planet, it was quite a negative thing. But then they heard our response of what this is and was. All of a sudden, it became a delicious thing, and they are some, and Keto and his family, they're thriving.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? So wonderful. But that whole damn thing was caused by a frequency, perfect frequency alignment of pushing against non-physical, of pointing out that they are ruined. And so non-physical said and aligned with the frequency, perfect, no problem. Your wish is our command.
Wow.
Kaboom. Boom goes the dynamite. I think that's the way they say it.
But the horror that with samurais, they would thrust the short blade into the horror, which would deplete them of quote unquote their life force.
Right, okay, that's where it is. Hold on just a second, Carolyn. We want Carolyn.
Yes.
tell her before we get all hot and bothered about the burning in the belly. And we've established the horror, but just give the crib notes on the burning in the belly so they can get that, please.
Well, that was something we did way in the beginning, and
it changes not.
And I kept trying to say, well, do you mean the horror? And it seemed like you were saying it was something more.
It was no. Burning in the belly is where it took place. The horror wasn't burning. It's where that burning took place.
Right.
Or where, as you said it best, as it applies, that's where it shows up. The burning in the belly. The essence of that which is not seen but yet is. The essence of that unction that moves you, hopefully with compassion, to a predicated outcome that you have predisposed or chosen that you're not cognizantly aware. See, just because you're not cognizantly aware doesn't mean it's obfuscated. It just means you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But your horror does.
Yeah, and there was something about activation. It seemed to be a center of activation and creation. And, we haven't gone into that.
Hey, Ion, is that when you... The pregnancy is caused by arousal. Is the arousal registered in the hara?
Well, duh.
So that's where it begins. A lot of activation begins there, including pregnancy.
Creation begins at arousal. Yes.
Right. So the burning in the belly, when you say belly, it refers to the hara area.
That's correct. Below the gallbladder, above the testes. Good.
I was confused, because I thought when you were talking to Carolyn that you were saying that the burning in the belly is not the same thing as the horror.
It's where it takes place, darling.
Okay. So that's what we were talking about in the past rewrite, where we were discussing that there are more nerve endings in the stomach lining than there are in the brain.
Certainly.
Where, Carolyn?
So that would be...
More nerve endings in the what rather than the brain? What did you say?
In the stomach, then they're
in the stomach.
Brain, so, yeah.
And what was the system? Is that the lipid system or the lymph system? What was that, Carolyn? The lipid or the lymph in the stomach area?
So was the autonomic neural system.
There's the autonomic, then there was this other system called.
Sasha, you're almost out of your pay grade. You better defer to Dr. Dean.
I know.
Yeah, but she's evoking words. She's reminding Carolyn. It was the autonomic.
She's doing fine. But when you start getting prescriptive.
Yeah, Carolyn will do the details. But the autonomic, the lymphatic system, and then there was a third one.
Well, there's the whole neurotransmitter business, but that's more in the intestines, which is,
the neurotransmitter
area.
Is in the higher area, or just in the intestines all over. In the intestines, but the larger area is the lymphatic, and that's the hara. Is that lymphatic area?
The lymph are from head to toe.
Oh, they're everywhere. So what connects the three?
Stem to stern.
Right. So of the three systems, autonomic systems, what would you relate to the hara, if any?
Well, I guess the neuroendocrine is pretty important there.
Absolutely.
And I guess science would validate some of what we're saying by saying, oh, well, that's just hormonal neuroendocrine, serotonin, more serotonin in the gut than there is in the brain.
And that's how they use that to apply knowings that they don't necessarily know. But that's a different conversation.
I'm trying to add to what we knew about the nervous systems and relate to the new thing of exploring the burning in the belly and the hara, trying to connect the old stuff, Karen, to the hara. So maybe you could lead a question into that. The lymphatic system is very important, right?
Well, I don't think the lymph applies specifically there.
Oh,
right.
No.
What was it?
The lymphs are everywhere.
You have the notes to that, Sasha?
Yeah, I've got a question here. Does the limbic/brain system have reference to duality? That was from 21.
That's Bob. So, Bob, you get that one. You know everything about that.
You mean the dichotomizing? The dichotomizing ion?
Her question.
About the limbic and the other brain? I can get the other word.